Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good evening, everybody. Obviously, when you make a trade up into the top 10, we were very excited to be able to make that trade and to get Devin Bush. Really, we identified Devin even going back into last year when we watched him as an underclassman. And, you know, Coach had a handle on him at a really coming into this season. We scouted him extensively. We had four different people go in during the fall, myself included. We saw him play live games. We visited with him at the combine. We visited with him the night before his pro day, of course, attended his pro day. And again, this is a quality young man who's really an excellent football player. As an inside linebacker, his game is really predicated on what is needed to play the position in modern day NFL football, because he can not only play the run, but he's got exceptional cover abilities, and he can also rush the passer. So very, very excited that we were able to move up and to be able to get a young player, a young man like Devin Bush. Coach?
You know, I share Kevin's excitement. Succinctly, you know, he's an all situations linebacker, really all three down type of a guy, versus the run, versus the pass, be it in coverage or in pressures, and those are just the tangible things. We were equally as fired up about his intangibles. He comes from a football family. He's a football guy. Everyone speaks very highly of him, not only as a player, but as a person. His leadership skills are unquestioned. We interviewed a lot of Michigan players through the draft process, and you know, it was unanimous in terms of who their unquestioned leader was, and that was attractive to us as well. The position that he plays is like a defensive quarterback, and I think that's something that comes very natural to him. Questions?
Kevin, did you identify getting ahead of 11 as the potential possibly the point you had to get to?
No, Devin was very high on our board, and as we said the other day when we did the pre-draft conference, if a player's high on your board and he gets within reach, then you make the necessary moves to go up and get him. And fortunately, we found a trade partner in Denver. But really, it was where Devin was on our board, and we thought that highly of him. That I don't want to say it was an easy trade to make, but it was easy in our minds to pick him with the 10th pick. So we did what we had to do. When we gave away the second round pick, the thing that allowed us to do that was having the high third. We actually gave up 14 spots. You know, that third, that second, and that third, that high third really enabled us to do it, because we said under no circumstances would we go into tomorrow with less than two picks. That was our criteria when myself and Coach and Art Rooney sat down. Surely we'll look into trading up, but we want to have two picks tomorrow because there's good players still left. So being able to do it with this year's two and next year's three, you know, we believe at this point we'll have some type of compensatory pick in 2020. So that gives you a little bit more justification for trading away the future pick. We'll have a pick. We don't know what it'll be at this point, but we think we'll get a pick. So hopefully it balances out to some equation. But again, getting this player into our mix at this point was very exciting.
Kevin, you mentioned there was an easy trade to make from where your board was. Is this something you tried to do last year with the inside linebackers? And if so, was that part of the impetus to make sure it happened?
Every year, I mean, we go through the process. I mean, we contact everybody within reason. You know, we guesstimate as to what it may cost to trade up to a certain point, and we contact teams. And, you know, once, you know, in other years, quite honestly, we never want to trade away a second-round pick. But this year, because of that high third that we got from the Raiders in the Antonio Brown trade, we were willing to do it this year because, in essence, that high three is only three spots from a second-round pick. So it was much easier to trade this season because of the extra picks. So every year we look at where we would trade up reasonably, and usually we won't go past a second-round pick if we think it's going to cost us a two to move up.
Mike, we talked to Devin. He was clearly fired up. What can the youthful excitement bring to the team and the defense specifically?
You know, initially he's got the type of skill set that can help us in two phases, you know, special teams and defense. Obviously his role will be sorted out by the process, but obviously we feel like he's capable of helping us and helping us rather quickly with his talent and skill set.
Mike, Kevin kind of touched on this. You bring in Mark Barron, you draft Devin Bush, the speed and athleticism in the middle of the field. What does that do for you? How important is that?
You know, that coverage ability, but I don't want to underscore his blitzing capabilities too. I think that was as exciting to me as his coverage. And so I mean what I said when I said he's an exciting all situations linebacker, and to have that type of athleticism in the second level of defense, I think is critical in today's NFL.
Like somebody said, one of the experts said that if you don't have speed at inside linebacker, your defense is considered slow. Is that too much? Is that a stretch, or is that true?
I think that's a fair statement. I just believe by the virtue of their positioning, be it in the rush and in coverage, the ability to play what's in front of them in sideline to sideline, their speed is impactful probably on a larger percentage of plays than people who don't play in the middle of the field at the second level of play.
Kevin, the other day you said you really don't want your rookies to start this game.
That'll be up to coach as to what he sees in Devin Bush. Again, with Mark Barron on the defense, I think that helps. You know, it gives us two good players in that role, and where Devin is and how much he plays, that's up to coach. But it's nice to know that I think he will help us at some point, but it'll be when he's ready and not necessarily forcing him into a situation. Because again, he was a great player on a really good college defense. Michigan's defense was as good as any as we saw in college football last year, and that ability to transfer over, it's still going to be an NFL game that he has to transfer into. So the longer you can delay it, the better it is for the kid. And like the coach mentioned, you know, he can help on special teams right now. And where he plays schematically, I'm sure Coach Tomlin and Coach Butler and Coach Olszewski, they'll figure that out in time. But I think Devin will push the process, but it'll be up to the coaches when he's ready.
Mike, you're known to enjoy your pro day dinners with players. What did you learn about Devin in that process?
Well, just speaking to their program, man, we dined with quite a few young men that night prior to the Michigan Pro Day, and really had an opportunity to interact with quite a few of those guys, and just really an impressive group. You saw why they had the type of defense that they had, why they had the type of team that they had, and Devin obviously is a central figure in that.
How stressful were those first nine picks? And can you kind of take us through how that orchestrated or allowed to orchestrate the trade that come into fruition for Denver?
It really wasn't stressful. I mean, we talked before, and again, we had our board lined up. We knew the 20 guys we would take in the order we took them. We had this in mind. We hoped it was going to work out, but if it didn't, we were going to be fine picking, you know, 10 players, because this is a deep group, and we could have come away with more than, but we still have 8 picks, and that's what was really exciting. So it really wasn't stressful, because you call teams, they either want to do it or they don't, and if they don't, then you move on and make the best of the situation. So really, stress was never an element.
I mean, at least for your sake, maybe your trade partner's sake, you know, like the other things that happened that allowed them to say, yeah, we can go back now.
I can't speak for them, but it really wasn't stressful for us. It just happened as we hoped it would happen, but if it hadn't happened, we would have tried to make the best of the situation.
Mike, you mentioned that Devin comes from a football family. How much did his father, playing the safety position, having some pedigree there,
how much did that understanding of perhaps the past defense help all those things? Did they factor into?
He's better equipped to answer that than myself in terms of his capabilities in that area. I'll let him speak to that.
But how much did it make an impression on you that this is a guy who knows the game, grew up with the game, understands the game?
I just, he's a very cerebral football guy. If you spend time with him, and we've spent time with him at several opportunities along the way, Indy and his pro day. He's a football guy, and he's a football guy through and through.
And what the Raiders did at 4, what the Giants did at 6, did that help make Devin attainable, or was it your expectation that if you were going to get him, this is how many spots up, you have to go to him?
Well, really, the only thing that they did that made him attainable was not taking him, and he was there for us. So, I can't speak to what the other teams were thinking or who they were going to take or whether a team was going to make a trade with us or not. It was something we wanted to do, and we were able to do it. And, again, to get into the top 10, it cost to do it. And every year you make a trade, you do what you believe you have to do. But again, we weren't going to go up if we weren't going to have 2 picks tomorrow. So getting Devin Bush is great. Giving up the 2, that's what you pay for. But having those extra picks allowed us to do that. Had we not had 10 picks, we probably would not have been able to make this trade.
You've done this twice before now for Troy and for Santonio Holmes. Does this feel very similar?
We'll see. If they help us win, if Devin helps us win a Super Bowl, it'll be very similar.
Kevin, you haven't had a top 10 pick since your first year here. Getting nosebleed going up that high?
No, I mean, we never went. Listen, when we're not 32, any pick's too high. And it is what it is. We felt that, again, where we had Devin rated, we didn't feel guilty about taking or trading up to get him. He wasn't the 15th player on our board by any stretch of the imagination. This is a unique football player. And it was across the board in our evaluations. As I said, we had 4 personnel people, myself included. We had 3 coaches, Coach Tomlin included, evaluate this young man, and everybody said, wow, that's a first-round pick.
Kevin, I know you don't go by the chart that's out there, but according to that so-called chart, would you be better or worse than what they were?
We won't look at a chart. Like I said, we went into it saying, look, we're willing to give up the 2 because of the extra picks that we had. In past years, when we look at trading up, we always do this in the pre-draft. We say, okay, it's going to cost a 2 and a 3, a 2, 4, 2, 5. We usually say no, no, no. But with the 10 picks, especially with the third round pick being as high as it is, we were able to do it, and we wanted to do it. And we were willing to give up that 2 because in our minds we're 3 picks off of 2 starting tomorrow. So we just got to do a good job with the 2 threes that we have tomorrow.
Kevin, was it an easy negotiation with Denver? Did it take a while to get this whole thing?
It really wasn't that complicated. It really, we touched base earlier in the day and exchanged some ideas. And usually when you do that, no one wants to make a deal until you're on the clock because they don't know what they're trading away from. We don't know what we're trading up for. But it really wasn't that complicated. You get on the phone and it's, we'll do this. And they say, okay, we'll do it.
Two more guys.
Kevin, you mentioned a couple of times wanting 2 picks tomorrow, partly because of the deep draft in the second and third round of the players.
Yeah, there's no question. When we sat back and we talked about this, and we came up with samples of, okay, if we stay put, this is probably who we're going to get. And if we stayed put, we weren't going to get Devin Bush. And we didn't think there was any way he would make it down to 20. But again, if he didn't, and we would have made the best of the 20th pick plus the picks we have. Then we said, okay, if we get Devin, we want to make sure that we have 2 picks tomorrow, be it a 2-3, 2-3s, whatever, because there is quality players that we think can help us available tomorrow.
Final one.
How hard do you have to work to get that pick?
to get that.
How much, I mean, you've talked about that three so much here. Like, how much of that of a component was that to get the AB deal done?
You know, that was, again, any trade, both sides have to agree to it. And when we looked at that, when that, what they presented us in our minds was really, it's not too far from a 2 and a 4. So because they're both those picks are so high in their respective rounds. So that without that trade, we would not have made this trade today. I'm very comfortable in saying that because we wouldn't have had enough picks to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.